The first half of the previous perek discussed different items which are found, and depending on where and when they are found, what their status is. Are they considered a korban? Do we consider them unsanctified? And now the first half of the eighth perek, the final perek, continues this discussion and particularly focuses on their status with regards to tumah. Now the halacha is that when it comes to a zov, who is a man who became tomei as a result of substances leaving his body, a zova is the female version, a nida is another type of woman who is tomei as a result of substances leaving her body, and a woman who gave birth, any of these four people, either a zov, a zova, a nida, or a woman who gave birth, they have a very severe level of tumah, and if they spit, then that which comes out of their mouths will make anything which comes into contact with it tomei. As long as the thing which comes in contact is something which can become tomei, by touching this, it will become tomei. Now, Rabbanon, if somebody sees some spit on the ground, let's say, he doesn't know where it came from, and he touched it, or an item touched that spit. Rabbanon, he needs to be worried and assume that that spit came from either a zov, zova, nida, or a woman who gave birth. And so that item which touched the spit will become tomei. However, the Mishnah says that spit which is found in Yerushalayim, Tahirin, is considered pure because in Yerushalayim, most people there were actually pure. Many people in Yerushalayim came to bring karbonos and to eat them, and they would go to the Beit HaMikdash, they had to be pure. And because there were lots of pure people there, Tahar people, those who were tomei would generally be more careful not to make other people there tomei. And so you can assume that this spit did not come from one of these four tomei people. Chutz Mishel Shukah Elyon, except for the upper marketplace, because there were lots of non-Jews, and midrabbanon, all non-Jews are considered zovim. And since there were lots of them over there, if spit is found over there, then it's assumed that it came from a non-Jew, and so it would make things tomei midrabbanon. Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi says, that it's not true that in Yerushalayim, you don't need to be worried that it might be from a tomei person. Throughout the rest of the days of the year where it's not actually a Yom Tov, then even in Yerushalayim, most of the people there are assumed to be Tomei. And therefore, Shabbat Emtza, any spit which is found in the middle of the roads, in the middle where lots of people are walking, so Tomei and that would be Tomei, because we assume that many of those people who would be there would indeed be Tomei. However, Shabbat Zdodin, if spit is found on the sides of the roads, then Tahoyon it is pure, and the thing which touched it was also pure, the reason being that since during the rest of the year, there are only a few people who are Tahar, so they make sure not to be part of the large crowds walking through in the middle of the streets. They would walk on the sides where there were less people in order to avoid tumah, and therefore it can be assumed that if the spit was found on the sides of the road, that it is from a Tahar person, and therefore it itself is Tahar. On the other hand, during the time and the lead up to a Yom Tov, it's the exact opposite. Spit which is found in the middle of the roads is Tahar, because most people are Tahar. So those are the people who are part of the large crowds walking through in the middle. Spit which is found on the sides would be Tomei, because the Tomei people know that they are the minority, and they are careful not to make other people Tomei, and therefore tend to walk more on the sides of the roads where there are less people. So it's every way round it is, the point is, because they are fewer, meaning whichever group of people are the minority, they're the ones who remove themselves to the sides, they walk on the sides, and so that is how we know to judge whether the spit is considered tomei or tahar. Mishnah Beis, Kol HaKeinu HaNitzalim B'Yerushalayim, all utensils which are found within Yerushalayim, Derech Yerida L'Beis HaTevilah, on the path going down into a mikveh, towards a mikveh. Generally, in a mikveh, at least in those days, they would have two different paths leading to the mikveh. And one path was designated for people to go towards the mikveh, so they would usually have tomei utensils in their hands, because they were going to the mikveh in order to dip them there and purify them in the mikveh. And the second path was for those coming away from the mikveh, having already dipped their utensils in the mikveh and purified them. This way, the tomei utensils wouldn't end up touching the tahar ones and making them tomei again. But as it may, the Mishnah tells us that if utensils are found lying on the path going towards the mikveh, tomei and they are assumed to be tomei, because only people carrying tomei utensils would go down on that path. On the other hand, derech aliyah, if the utensils are found on the path going up away from the mikveh tahirin, they are considered to be tahar. Why? Shelo b'derech yudasan aliyasan, because not on the same path as they went down towards the mikveh did they come up. There are two separate paths, and therefore you can basically know, or at least presume, which one is tomei and which one is tahar. The Rebbe Meir, that is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Even though in general in Yerushalayim, we learned in the previous Mishnah that we generally assume that things are tahar, in this case, if it's found on the way down to the mikveh, that's a very good reason to be concerned that it is tomei. However, Rabbi Yosi says, Kulon Tahirin, all the utensils found, even on the way down to the mikveh, are considered to be Tahar, just like everything else in Yerushalayim. The Rabbanon did not make an exception in this case. Chutz, except for Minasal, a basket, a special type of basket which was used to gather bones and put the bones in the basket, Vamagrefa, some sort of rake which was used for moving bones, Vamritza, some sort of tool used to crush the stones or the bones, another tool used for burying. The point is, these utensils, their whole point is used for bones, and it definitely has become tomei from a dead body, and therefore these things, if they are found on the way down to the mikveh, and really anywhere, they would be assumed to be tomei.